Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Welcome to Glenshaw Valley Presbyterian Church. And it's nice to see you today. We're having a special service, which is our Lessons and Carol service. I think you'll find it interesting and enjoyable. Thanks to Arlie for getting it together, and we'll thank all the readers today for our scriptures. Other announcements is I think the Women's Association is cleaning the kitchen today afterwards, so they can certainly use your help, and we appreciate them doing that. Also, because Kirsten is on a mission trip to Guatemala. She's not here today, and she won't be here next week, and we're going to have the Reverend Tripp Torbert, which is always enjoyable, next week. So I'm looking forward to having Tripp here next week. Are there any other announcements? Okay, with that, we will get started today with our opening hymn, Good Christian Men Rejoice.
A new song.
Sing to the Lord, all the earth.
Sing to the Lord and bless God's name.
Tell the good news of salvation from day to day.
Declare God's glory among the nations, God's marvelous works among all the peoples.
For great is the Lord, and great is to be praised.
Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice. Let the whole creation sing for joy at the presence of God who is coming.
God is coming indeed to judge the earth with righteousness and the peoples with equity and in truth. Praise the Lord.
Good morning. Just a couple quick, you can be seated. There's a lot of up and down in today's service, so please, if you don't feel that you want to stand for any specific hymn, feel free to sit. If you feel like you want to stand for a hymn, feel free to stand. It's kind of just like do your own thing. So I hope you enjoy the last songs of the season for this season. And with that, Clara has our first scripture reading.
This morning's first lesson is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verse 2, and verses 6 and 7. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. The carol we are going to sing is While Shepherds Watch Their Flocks by Night.
Today's second lesson comes from Micah 5, verses 2 through 4. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, thought you are small among the clans of Judah. Out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from old, from ancient times. Therefore, Israel be abandoned until the time when she who is in labor bears a son, and at rest of his brothers return to join the Israelites. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they will live securely, for then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth.
Our next hymn is While We Are Waiting, Come. It is in your purple hymnal on page 92 or on the screen.
Lesson is from Luke 1, 26 to 38. The birth of Jesus foretold. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month, for no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her.
And the next hymn is Come, Thou Long Expected Jesus.
lesson for today is Luke 2, 1 through 7. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth to Galilee, to Judah, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger because there was no room available for them.
The next hymn is Away in a Manger, number 115, and let's stand for this one because there's going to be some more sitting soon after. Just a short upcoming little video of the birth of Christ and the Christmas story as told through the eyes of children. So I hope you enjoy it.
The angel Gabriel came to Mary. What is this light doing in my house? And the angel said, What do you want with me?
Don't be afraid, Mary. You're going to have a baby.
And I said, you'll give birth to baby Jesus.
Okay.
I'm very excited about this. I'm very happy.
But now you just want to lie. And then the angel showed up to Joseph.
There is not lying. You're going to have a baby. You should get them too. Take care of her and keep her safe from anything.
And Joseph took his wife Mary to Bethlehem, and she was pregnant.
Mary was riding on a donkey.
Or a camel.
Or a tiny horse with a cart.
She gave birth to him in a stable, and she put him in swaddling clothes
to shepherds out in some fields nearby. As shepherds who are looking out for the never sun, for angels or anything. And they said, don't be afraid. I have good tidings of great joy. That will be for all the people. There's a baby in a, what was it called? And swallowing boots and lying in a manger. And all of the angels came and sang the song. Gloria, Excelsis Deo. So the first shepherd probably said, this angel, what he's saying is, really cool. Maybe we should, go and see the manger. And then the second shepherd was just, agreeing with him. And then the third shepherd was, so excited. He already ran off to go.
And they went through some bushes and mud.
Out of the mouths of babes. The story never changes, and that's why we're so blessed. Enjoy the anthem from the choir. Now let us present our tithes and offerings to the Lord. Gracious gift of all. No gift we can give can compare to what you have given to us. Please accept these gifts as our token to continue to do your work in our church, in our community, and in our world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Matthew 2, verses 1 through 11. The Magi give the Messiah. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people, Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
And the next hymn is one that you're going to want to sit for. We Three Kings It is in your hymnal, but we've cut out some of the choruses, so just follow on the screen.
The sixth lesson is John 1, 1 through 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not a light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and through the world was made through him. The world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who died received him, to those who believed in his name. He gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
And the next hymn is In the Bleak Midwinter, number 144, verses 1, 3, and 4. Let us pray. Dear Lord and Father of us all, where do we begin? We have so many blessings for which to thank you that we take for granted and neglect to remember to you. We thank you for this church and this church family. We thank you for the freedom that we enjoy in this beautiful community and country and world in which we live. Dear Lord, hear us though as we pray for those who still have needs and who do not know or recognize the blessings that you offer. Lord, we pray for those at war publicly that we know about, and those who are fighting private internal wars. Be with them and let things be resolved according to your will. Lord, we pray for Kristen and her fellow travelers on this mission trip. We pray that she has a safe trip. We pray that she has an enjoyable and relaxing trip. And we pray that she is able to spread the word of your love and your son in a foreign country to people who can benefit from your love. Lord, now we pray for a moment of silence, names that are already known to you, but those that we keep quietly in our own hearts. Dear Lord, we pray that you will receive our hearts as the best gift that we are able to give in return for your gifts. These things we pray as Jesus taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the glory forever. Amen. Now we have another little bit of entertainment.
Hey, Ed, come check out my North Star Christmas tree topper and levitate.
Is this the gummy bear?
Yeah, we lost faith in Jesus. Hey, check out these LED lights. I have them synced up to a 76-hour all Christmas music playlist.
It's my little Christmas DJ.
So, are you waiting till Christmas is over so you can go buy a new nativity set when they're on sale?
No. We lost baby Jesus like 11 years ago.
Is baby Jesus always a gummy bear?
No. We trade it out every year. Yeah, last year it was a tiny troll doll. And the year before that, we used dogs we did the perfect size, but dogs didn't get taken and would eat them.
You mean your dog kept stealing them?
No, my son Dalton, he loves those dog treats. Especially the peanut butter ones. There was one year that we used a doll head. That was creepy. We made a modeling clay, baby Jesus. And the dog took that one too. One year we got desperate to use an ice cube. That was a mess. And it just seems like everything we try to replace baby Jesus with never lasts.
Say that again.
Everything we try to replace baby Jesus with never seems to last. And what?
Say it again, slowly.
Why?
Just do it, don't smell, slowly do it.
I don't understand what's happening.
Just do it.
This is getting weird. Fine! But when I'm done saying this, you're gonna launch in here, you're gonna watch my star levitate. Fine. Everything we try to replace baby Jesus with never seems to. Oh, yep, there it is. Okay. Merry Christmas.
And let us all rise for our final hymn, number 119, Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Thank you. again, I want to thank you all for being here. I want to remind you again that next week, while Kristen is still on her trip, Torbert will be joining us. He's been here a few times before. If you remember, that's great. If you don't, I just want to share very quickly his response when I reached out to see if he would be able to preach. He said, "You're on for January 15th. I rearranged my schedule and made room for one of my favorite congregations." Aww. So, hope that you can all come out and hear him, because he really likes us.
And he is really good.
Thank you, Kathy. In the meantime, as you go out into this new world, new week, new year, please remember to take baby Jesus with you. Don't let the hectic times of your life try to replace baby Jesus. He is what he is, and he is the light. Amen.